If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures each and every day. Now, I'd like to theorize that the weight gain that I'm experiencing is because it's the massive amount of muscle mass that I'm piling on from my intensive weight training with Team Knuckle Dragger, but that's not true. Come on now. My fat ass is absurdly large. Now tipping the scales at just over 183 pounds, ballooning, rushing past that 180-pound mark like a boss. It, with excessive tit growth, there appears to be no end in sight. I will actually need to just go through and start throwing away candy bars. I woke up this morning, I shit you not, and as usual, I throw on a pair of sweatpants. I stuck my hand in this pocket. You know what I pulled out? A Milky Way wrapper. Oh, my God. Oh, it just tastes so good. So good and tasty. Did you ever see that guy? Linda says, watch What the Health on Netflix. It's eye-opening. I don't know what to eat anymore. Well, that sounds like it's confusing then. I know what to eat. Come on. I'm just going to, if I could wave a magic wand and I could suddenly have some type of acumen for eating appropriately, I'd eat a lot of real food and avoid the sugar and avoid the processed. The rest should work itself out. Kenny, who bought a treadmill like 2 years ago. And I remember he got super pissed because Nick said, yeah, you're going to end up hanging clothes on it. And he got, oh, he was furious about that one. That one rubbed him the wrong way. He writes, hey, mate, treadmill three times yesterday. Going to do it again today. What do you mean treadmill three times yesterday? Did you look at it three times? Or did you walk by it three times? Or did you actually get on it three times? And you're just walking, right? You know? He gave me three middle fingers for the... Well, clarify, we don't know. I looked at it three times while I was playing Frogger. Oh, ow! Oh, my back. Sir Bob of Oliver says, shit, that's my ideal goal weight. Currently 208, but yeah, but you're 6 foot, dude. I'm a little fucking Armenian. Nick suggests he dried three loads on it. Three loads of laundry? You dry that on the treadmill? Is that that's what he's suggesting, Kenny? No, I'm a mess. I'm an absolute mess. The workouts are fine, but my body is not made to be this fat. Okay? So something has to give. That was eye-opening to me to get on that scale and see that I'm now over 30 pounds overweight. Back in the swim, bike, run days, I was just over 150 pounds. And here I am at 183. Kenny, I need specifics. What did you do? I'll bite. I'm just kidding you. We were just kidding. Look at now he's triggered again. He's so upset. He's writing nasty words. I'm not talking about this shit. We're just busting balls. Come on now. Don't get so riled up. We're picking on you. That happens around here. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Nick writes, in all seriousness, Kenny, keep it up, man. Oh, no, absolutely, Kenny. We want you to do nothing but succeed. What did you do? I'm curious. You can't be mad at that. Come on now. Come on now. I'll bring you in right now. It's coming. Hey, Siri. Call High Maintenance Kenny.
Calling High Maintenance Kenny.
See, it's moments like that that gives you the nickname High Maintenance Kenny. See, this is what I'm doing here. This is actual maintenance. This is called maintenance.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. I'm maintaining. I'm doing some maintenance to make sure, you know?
No, you're fine.
Oh, no, I'm not. Come on now. That's a funny, funny thing.
What's a funny thing?
The whole high maintenance thing, you know, and busting your balls.
Yeah, that's fine. But no, man, I got this fucking thing a while back. Yes, yeah. Not 2 years ago.
I know it. Yeah.
But I have not been able to stay under the weight limit. So I've been depressed as hell about this shit. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, That's why we're here to help.
Here to help. Okay.
But you said was I let me go back. I don't want to put words in your mouth.
I said treadmill three times yesterday because I figured, you know, it was.
What does that mean?
To be obvious.
What does that even mean? Did you?
What do you mean?
You mean you? Well, I what I meant by that was how did you get on it and walk for 1 minute? Did you walk for 5 minutes and do that three times in your voice or three times in a day or what?
My goal was at least 15 minutes on it, whatever the speed ended up being, because it was my first day that I woke up and, hey, I'm under that stupid weight limit for it, so I'm getting my fat ass on the damn thing.
Okay.
So the first time was 15 plus minutes. The second time was 16 plus minutes. And then late last night, I didn't feel like doing shit. And I got on it for 6 minutes. And I was like, well, that's just it.
You're doing too much. That is, you know, you're supposed to, the first one was fine. You don't want to overdo it. That's a lot.
I'm trying not to overdo it, but still.
You did. You do that first one, and then, you got to give yourself a chance to recover. I think you got to read up on this. I think you can't just figure, oh, this is what I do, because then you're going to end up getting injured.
Yeah, well,
that's what I would
get injured. If I get injured, I get injured. I don't care.
You're honestly,
at this point, I don't care.
You've had
I need to get my fat ass on the fucking thing every damn day.
All right,
that's all there is to it.
That's it. And if that, and then that's the way it's going to be. You've put your foot down.
Yeah, I'm like mad as hell at my damn self, man.
That's,
it sucks.
Hey, that's what you're supposed to do. That's good. I'm right there with you. Now I don't have, obviously we all fight our own battles. And here you are, you come in here, you feel good about it, and then these assholes like Nick rub your face in it.
It's all good, man. We learn from the best. I get it.
Oh! Okay, so what's the plan today, HMK?
The plan today?
Yeah, what's your plan today for...
the same thing. I want to be on it three times every damn day.
All right, that's it. Okay, so then you're probably going to eat some, salad and maybe some,
Well, I don't have salad, but I got some breakfast protein smoothie type shake things that I make, and I got...
Oh, my God.
I'm surrounded by fruit and vegetables, so, I mean, I can't really go wrong unless I go out of my way to fuck myself over. So.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph, you are going to be ripped, man, in about 15 years.
Yay, I'll be ripped when I'm 60. Awesome.
All right. Okay, well, very good. Good job. Good job, Kenny.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
sir.
Buddy. See ya. See, that's the HMK. That's how it works. You gotta, what you do is you rip them down and then you build them back up. Love you. You're doing fine. I poked the bear. I posted the deal about Rogan running with the fake satire story that in Australia, you're not allowed to grow your own food, like have a garden and eat the food. And he went, he took... It was probably something he read 1 minute before he went on the show and then ran with it. And I said, I've been a victim of this before too. However, it's Rogan, so it's time to let him have it. So I did on Facebook. And man, people came out of the woodworkers so pissed. Holy shit. And we need a blow-by-blow of this. This is fantastic. I wrote, Rogan gets in weeds, thinks satirical news story is real, looks dumber than normal. There's the vid, follow the show, hashtag Rogan, hashtag truth, hashtag horse paste, and that's all. And then I forgot about it. Some of the highlights. Let's see. A lot of arguing between people. This thing went on. There was a lot. Look at this. There's a lot of back and forth between people on this. But let's see. I should have gone through if I was a professional, but I'm not. And highlighted some of the best ones. Ryan writes, this happens all the time. This is the my version of Godwin's Law. Anytime I say something that offends anyone, they're very quick to bring up 7 years ago getting fired from Free Beer and Hot Wings. That's what Ryan writes. Still mad you got booted from Free Beer and Hot Wings, eh? Well, that would make sense and that would be believable if, I was directing this post towards them, but it's not. It's Rogan. Matt wrote, I don't think you should be making fun of Joe Rogan for saying stupid things. Plus, he said it's fake. This is a really bad look for you. Jealous much? Jamie writes, Rogan looks dumber than normal, said the fired radio host turned podcaster that has 200 downloads a month. While Rogan nets 11 million an episode. Is it really that much? Wow, that's incredible. This post is a joke, right? And then there's a lot of defending him and, oh, he said it was fake. He said it was fake. Oh, whatever. So a lot of fanboy stuff, a lot of memes. A lot of arguing between people. People who don't like Rogan. People who like Rogan. Boy, his fans, they are passionate. Brad writes, who's Eric Zane and why is this on my feed? Jim wrote, he's a washed up has-been. Former member of Free Bear and Odd Wings lives on trolling and thinking he's still relevant. Jamie writes, I think Eric just attacks him because he is an old school radio guy where you attack your competition. Remember how bad Eric used to hate Bill Simonson? Now they're like best friends. Problem, though, is that it seems like the best podcasts embrace each other, not tear each other down. All right. But I mean, bringing up Rogan does generate the most traffic. If a person wants to ride another person's balls to get likes, then go for it. Jeremy writes, traffic to his Facebook, nowhere else. Most of Eric's YouTube videos have about 20 views. More fighting. That's about it. It rubbed people the wrong way. They just came out of the woodwork. It was a hell of a brawl. Tyler says, is this leading to another Facebook ban? You know, I did not comment on this at all. I didn't say a word in response to any of those. So I had said that I need to do that. Because if I put a post out and somebody challenges me like that, I've got to ignore that dynamic, or else I'm going to get myself in the weeds. I'll get in trouble. I'll get banned. All right. Aram writes, those people get really mad for some reason. Well, you know, I think that's actually good. That is really good when it's good for him. You have his people so passionate. And I don't care what the hell people say about me at this point in the game. Like, it matters, you know. I'm happy doing what I'm doing, but whatever. People love to bring up that whole radio thing, and he's a washed-up loser. Go back under your rock of obscurity, you piece of shit. Okay, I will. Today I woke up this morning, and the Today Show, boy, that was a weird thing because they had Hoda and Savannah out on the street, and they were so excited. Oh, my God. They were, because Harry Styles was there, and they're like, oh, my God, we've got Harry here, and people were cheering and just having a great time, hooting and hollering. And then they got done with that. They go, but first, we need to check the news. And it was all like, it was such doom and gloom. You wouldn't have believed it. We had all four. We had, not in this order, unbelievably high gas. The economy, war, and COVID. COVID is starting to take off again right now. There's another super infectious version of that same old thing. And we're getting up to like another 100,000 cases a day. But this one, they're like, this one doesn't appear to be something that's like killing people. So there's that. And they say, well, and it could be even much higher because, you know, people have a lot of home tests now because the government, I did that, sent out all those home tests. So people are just kind of like taking the home test and then they just stay home. They aren't like documented or anything like that. So there's another big surge going on. So there's that. And then the war thing, is also fucking shit up. Did you hear the one about the Russian, the 21-year-old Russian dude was in a Russian military vehicle, and they're driving down the road, and they ended up, the Ukrainians caught this guy, and he just admitted to this war crime. I don't know how he got caught. I don't know how he got in the hands of the Ukrainians, but young Russian dude is like sitting there in like the military vehicle, and his superior, they're driving in this community. It might have been Mariupol, and they see a Ukrainian man, I think he's like 60 years old, on a bike just pedaling along. And the superior officer says, "Hey, shoot this guy when we go by." And the 21-year-old's like, "What? What?" And he goes, "Yeah, just shoot him dead because he might be a spy or whatever fucking shit they say. This is all part of the testimony." And so sure enough, the dude, as they go by, boom, shot him dead. And somehow they ended up capturing this guy, and he just pled guilty in this thing. It was just brutal to hear. There's like, they say 10,000 war crimes that have been committed. They could feasibly try all of those people. I'm like, how the fuck do they track all this shit down? So there's that. And then the economy is in the shitter right now. We might be, this is all bad news. So you start with Harry Styles and then gas, economy, war, and COVID. The Dow, and they all went in the shitter. Do not, I repeat, do not go online to look at your 401k. If you have a 401k or you invest money in the markets, do not go there and look at it. You took a beating yesterday. Avoid it. And when I say that, that's not me talking. That's Warren Buffett talking. One of the smartest people on the planet. One of the wealthiest people that exists. He says, when these things happen, don't pay attention to any of this. Just ignore it. Go about your day-to-day life because it's going to cause you undue stress, and you might do something drastic, like call up whoever manages your money or for your 401k. Even if you've only got $10,000 saved away, it might be down to $1,000 right now. I'm not even kidding you. Okay, don't look. It'll come back. The money that you have invested in it now, it's not like it's gone. It's just that whatever you have invested in is just worth a lot less. It'll come back. The money that you've got locked up and things like that, you won't be cashing that in for 20, 30 years. So don't worry about it. Just embrace the suck. It's a shit show. Avoid looking at the dollars and cents on your little 401k.com or whatever, Fidelity, you know. You know what I'm talking about. I know you've been tempted to do it. You may already have, and it put you in a bad mood. You got all panicky. You're like, oh, yeah. It's fine, okay? Yes, it might be, each share might be considerably lower that you own in your mutuals or whatever it may be, but they'll come back. Relax. Don't make it worse, because the second you start being a armchair quarterback with your stocks and your investments, you're going to fuck it all up, and you're going to make the problem worse. So chill out, dummy. That's from Warren Buffett, not me. Do not look at your 401k. But the Dow took a major hit. They all did. They got just a massive beating. And now the talk is possibly about a full-on recession, okay? That's fine. You'll get through it. Keep working. That's the end of it. Gas, a disaster. Over about $4.60 a gallon, okay? Another bit of bad news. But Americans don't give a shit. We're still going to travel on Memorial Day. That's from Patrick DeHaan at gasbuddy.com. He's like, people are like, they're just figuring it out. Inflation through the roof. Holy shit, what are we going to do? Nothing different. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Baby formula. The president enacted some crazy thing that you enact when shit goes off the rails. I forget what it is. Some emergency thing. And the president has enacted the so-and-so act, National Emergency Act, whatever the fuck it is. Like, what is that? What does that even mean? Is that like wave your magic wand and suddenly there's baby food? I guess this has to do with everyone that participates in sending constituent ingredients to baby food manufacturers, they're like ordered to get them where they need to be, and the manufacturers are ordered to put it on high octane shifts and work harder, faster, longer. I don't know. Planes, jets from other countries that are bringing in baby food. I guess they're just having them fly in and land in the parking lot of the grocery store. And then just like they're like getting ready to airdrop baby food into communities. Supposedly there's something to this and somehow getting the food to where it needs to be faster. But moms are like freaking out. And my question is, if there is no baby food, I cannot imagine the anxiety you must be feeling if you legit have no food for the fucking kid. What are you going to do? Holy shit. I think out of all these problems I've described, that one seems the most ridiculous to me and frightening. And they love to scare you. So there's a lot of, there's Harry Styles today and a lot of scare going on. All right. Yesterday at the gym, my 183 plus pound ass. This was workout number 15 in a row. Okay, so that this is a habit now. This is officially, and we had half mile repeats. And so I felt pretty good about the half mile that I ran. I did three of them. And the third one was the fastest. I did it in 3 minutes and 45 seconds, which is way too slow of a pace for training to be able to beat my pal Mike Ball in 19 weeks. Which, by the way, good luck this weekend. He is headed to Chattanooga. In fact, I should get his ass on here. I need to know about this race. This is the Chattanooga 70.3, and I know that Mike does not feel good about this one. He is also disappointed in himself. Hey, Siri, call Mike Ball State.
Calling Mike State.
Mike State. He's probably taking his private jet right now.
Yeah.
Are
just,
you?
We're just fueling it up.
You're fueling up the private jet?
Yeah. Yep.
So you will be in Chattanooga when?
I fly out tomorrow morning.
Okay. You feeling good? Because the other day you weren't feeling that good about all this.
We're not where we need to be, but we'll be fine.
Who's we? Do you have a team?
Yeah. Me, myself, and I.
Okay.
All three of us plan to kick your ass in October, so.
Well, I would understand your confidence. I mean, history would dictate that I'm the one rolling the boulder up the hill. My eating has been horrible. Did you hear 183 pounds? Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
That's great. I'm really happy with it. You had a lot to do with that. That pint of ice cream. My God.
We never heard the verdict on that. What'd you think of that?
Oh, it was a dream, an absolute dream. Does that have anything to do with you?
No. It honestly doesn't have any cake in it or anything. It's just they sold the name off, and Hudsonville came up with the flavors, and I think our bakery approved the flavors. But
I thought it did have cake in it. It doesn't have any cake in it?
It doesn't. Nothing of ours. They make the formula to match up, basically, but we don't supply anything to them.
Do you know if the ice cream actually gets made in, like, this area, or does it come from another? It actually does.
In Holland there, yep, in their new plant out there.
You know that on 32nd Street, there's that building that says Hudsonville Ice Cream? That doesn't have anything to do with it, right?
That's the old way down in Burnups?
No, this is across the street from Mr. Burger.
Yeah, that's like one of the suppliers or whatever. That's their warehouse.
Okay, people want to know where they can get the Little Debbie Hudsonville ice cream. Is it hard to find?
It's Walmart exclusive for maybe one more month, and then you'll see it everywhere after that. So,
all right. Okay, so you're flying out, and this is a 70.3?
Yep.
Okay, you feel good? If I'm like you, when I barely finished that half marathon, is that ever a concern for you as you're training far enough along that you know you'll finish it?
We'll finish. I'm not worried about that.
Okay. Who's all going? Is it just you?
Just me.
How is that fun?
It's kind of like a work trip because the bakery sponsors this race so that I'll know a million people down there. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else burning on your brain, pop culture, that you want to address right now at this point in the show?
I'm really glad that you're going to be voting Democratic because, I really can't understand your logic there. But you must really like what's going on around here. You just listed all these things, but I know your boy had nothing to do with any of those. But
wait a minute. Are you suggesting that the president caused the baby formula issue?
I don't understand all the mechanics of that one, but the gas one's pretty obvious in my little humble opinion. But
are you suggesting that when the supply or the demand went down dramatically while the supply was high and then the suppliers then cut the supply? Did you ever take an economics class?
I did not. I am not nearly as smart as you. We both know this.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because most people who are dumb like you follow the lead of politicians when they point a finger.
Okay. That Great Lakes pipeline, all those don't affect us at all.
We have plenty of oil in this country.
Okay.
There's plenty here.
I agree there is. Maybe we should use it.
No. This is not the fault of the president, but dummies like you and the morons who are sitting here yelling at me right now believe that too. So way to go, Mike Ball.
I'm just trying to recruit team members for October, get some people on my side this year.
Hey, fair enough.
You had all those people
enough.
That believed in you last year, and, I got to win them over.
No, no one is going to bet on me. No one. And you know what? They shouldn't. I don't blame. You know what? I will keep the money. I'm going to bet on me.
Ooh. So should we have a little side wager here?
Of course. I'm all about side wagers.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you. I hope you have a safe trip and break a leg.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Okay.
See you. All right, see
you. Mike Ball. True legend. All right. This show is about to go away on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. For you folks that are getting it now on those sources as it happens live, if you want to continue, download the Twitch app. How? Just, you know how. Quit asking questions. Download the Twitch app. Then search Eric Zane Live, all one word. Follow so that when I go live, you'll know. And there you go. That's how you get the show. Or go online on your desktop, laptop, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. And then you're good to go. That's it. So thank you, though, for being here. I appreciate that. If you want to get the audio podcast later on, you just search Eric Zane Show Podcast. And you can download to your heart's content wherever you download podcasts. Thank you. And they're gone. They are gone. Twitch, Facebook, brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Thank you so much to them. They're great. Follow the page on Facebook. Follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/Eric Zane Fan Page. Twitter, brought to you by Blue Frost IT, at Eric Zane Show on Twitter. And then YouTube, brought to you by the almighty Frank Fuss. My Policy Shop Insurance. If you need a life insurance, I'm sorry, a Obamacare policy. Healthcare.gov. You need to call Frank, 616-914-4070. Don't do this on your own. Let me get back to the half mile repeats, because there's a reason why I wanted to discuss that. Because something absolutely fantastic happened just the other day. This is incredible. And I bring up the 3 minute and 45 second half mile, which again is slow, but this kid is the first kid to do this. He's a high schooler since 1965. Run a sub 4 minute mile. This dude, Gary Martin, this hasn't been done since then. He ran a 3:57.98. 3 minutes, 57 seconds, and 0.98, what do I say, hundredths of a second? 3:57.98. Here's how he did it. This is it, the top one. His first lap of 59.67, second lap of 58.8, third lap of 59.8, fourth lap of 59.63. Here, he had come close before. These are the finishing times, the 4:01.04 and the 4 minute 0.95. Remarkable. And the fact that I, by the way, that 3 minute 57 second mile, the fastest mile that has ever been run in the history of mankind is 3 minutes and 43 seconds. So, you know, he probably will get faster, and he very well could be wind up as an Olympian. He's the fastest American high schooler in a long, long time. But there was a time when humanity thought that the 4 minute mile was impossible to be, that there was no way that anybody could ever break the 4 minute mile. Roger Bannister was the first dude that did that from the UK in 1954. He did it in 3 minutes, 59.4 seconds. And when they first started taking note of this in 1913, John Paul Jones, not the bass player for Led Zeppelin, John Paul Jones of the U.S. ran a 4:14 in 1913. They're like, oh, John Paul Jones, nothing faster there. And then in July of 1915, another American did it in 4:12. And then it just kept falling, falling, falling. And then in 1945, some Swede named Gunder Hag did it in 4:01.4. Ahead of him, Arn Anderson, not the guy who was one of the four horsemen in pro wrestling. He did it in 4:01.6. So Gunder Hag, 4:01.4 in 1945. And then for almost 10 years, no one touched that. And then Roger Bannister of the UK did it in 3:59.4. And then another dude did it the same. Well, shit, the next month, some fucking dude from Australia did it faster, 3:58 flat. And then it's just been falling, falling, falling since then. And it's gotten down to, the most recent update of the record was July 7th, 1999. A dude from Morocco did it in 3:43.13. And no one's touched it since. No one has been able to be faster than that. So isn't that incredible? This kid in high school, he does it in 3:57.98. So to think at that age, he probably won't get that much faster than that. And to also think that I did a half mile yesterday in 3:45, just 12 seconds fast. So basically, you put him on a 1 mile track and me on a half mile track, and we'll finish at about the same time. Jesus, this is actually a clip of the kid bringing it home at the end as he's crossing the finish line. This is somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think.
Here, wait, once he finishes, I'll, like, show the time.
of course, the kid there says, what's he like, finishes? I'll, like, show the time, and we'll, like, look at it.
Oh, wait, I wasn't recording.
None of those kids here that you see are him.
Once he finishes, I'll...
This is all lap traffic.
Like, show the time.
All of those kids that you just saw are going to finish, you know, at like 5 minutes. Because they've got one more lap to go.
No, that he's like still running. Here he comes.
This is him in the way in the back there. Look at how much faster he's going, those other dudes. Just high knees, killing it. He came in fast. God, is that incredible. Unbelievable. Boo 3304 says, Jesus, let us watch the video. What's the matter? You realize that while I do this, there's audio being recorded. I have to narrate it because for the audio podcast later on. So because of that temper tantrum, I'm telling you to fuck off and I'm giving you a timeout. I can't tolerate you. No one talks to me that way. No one. There's no one alive that can talk to me that way. You realize I am the gigantic swinging dick in this show. I don't have to take shit from anybody. So, officially, fuck off. I hope you're satisfied. You've upset me now. Wait, Kenny says, what about Diana? You're right. I'm the hand of the king or queen. Okay? No one talks to me like that. What do you think of that? Kabooby69 says, bitchy Zane is back. No, I'm not bitchy. I'm in a great mood. But there's no one on the planet who can talk to me that way. I won't allow it. I do not need to take that shit from you losers. Settle the fuck down. It's me, not you, 1969, right? Eric, thanks. I will sleep sound tonight knowing that I saw this kid running fast. Maybe he should have trained the Loyola kid. Oh, my God. I actually have an update on that story. I'm glad you mentioned that. I'll get to that in a second. Patreon bonus podcast happens after this one. PATREON, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for $5 or $10 a month. You can get more podcasting each and every day of the week. I just dropped a new edition of the Insane Asylum. And boy, it was a good one. You want to check that out. It is available right now on Patreon. $5 or $10 a month. The open and the live stream of this show brought to you by Sarah Honda Granville. Online at sarahhondagranville.com. Great place to shop for a car. Shop online, visit in person. New cars, certified pre-owned. Budget cars, if that's your thing. But my gosh, you can buy a new car. You absolutely can buy a new car. Some people are like, well, there's no cars on the lot. Well, you can still buy a new car because essentially what's going to happen is they are going to arrive. You say, I want this car and I want this on it and this on it, this color, these features. Okay, great. And then they're going to arrive. They pull them off the truck. They prep them. They put the floor mats in. They gas it up and they go, here you go. And then your car is there. They'll even bring it to you if you want. Sarah HondaGranville.com. Thank you so much. I mentioned Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. The website, is buyinsurancehere.com, 616-914-4070. 616-914-4070. So you're looking at you don't have any insurance. You're like, oh my God, I have no health care. What am I going to do? Well, what you should do is you should let an expert try to help you get insured through healthcare.gov. I can't afford that, Eric Zane. No, you don't know what you're talking about. You're just assuming you have all the answers because that's what you do. You don't. You need to have Frank help you. Frank can get you an insurance policy, a health insurance policy, a good health insurance policy, even though you're not working or you're self-employed, whatnot. There is a special enrollment period right now. You will qualify. All you have to do is tap Frank on the shoulder. He will take care of everything for you, and you don't pay him a damn dime, okay? The way Obamacare is set up, you get a tax subsidy. The government pays for it. I did that for your health care. You pay some of the premium, and then they pay the rest, okay? You keep your earnings at a certain threshold. If you do earn more than you're supposed to, and you got to watch it, you got to pay it back. So you'll deal with that. That's an interesting problem to have, but more than likely you're not. Make sure you talk to Frank about that and how much money you need to earn. Because if you do go too high on that, yeah, at the end of the year, come tax time, you're going to pay that premium back. But the government really wants you to be insured. They don't want you to go without health care. So get your coverage today. Reach out to Frank and he will help you with all that. 616-914-4070. And if you are like, you know, like some of you, when I say this, it goes in one ear and out the other. I don't know why that is. But if you meet the criteria that I just explained, have me do it. I'll introduce you to him myself. I do this all the time because you guys don't listen to me. You sit there and you bitch about shit on Facebook and you point the fingers at everybody, but you don't ever lift a finger to help yourself. I will do this. I will introduce you to Frank myself, and he will spoon feed you like you need. Okay? 616-914-4070. I'm going to be at Berlin Raceway this weekend. If you want to go, I'll be there. Say hi to you. The Zaniacs, if you want, go to Berlin Raceway for racing this weekend. Tickets are online. Online purchases are $12 a ticket. 15 and under gets in free. The parking is free. The beer is cold. The beer is cheap. Three times less than Van Andel Arena. I'm not even kidding you. Almost. It's $14 for certain kinds of beer at Van Andel Arena. You get a beer for $5 at Berlin. And racing starts at 4, qualifying in the 3 o'clock hour. You can bring a cooler with all your snacks and soft drinks. No glass, no booze being brought in. This is the single best, most affordable fun for your family you will have. Berlin Raceway, I will be there, and I will see you there. BerlinRaceway.com. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this, and you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month. Mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Lioia. Still struggle to say that name. Chris Becker is the prosecutor. Though you're not in West Michigan, some of you, you know about this case because I've been talking about it extensively. Cop pulls Lioia over. He gets out of the car. He's drunk as shit. No one knew that at the time, though. Cop pulled him over, he said, because of expired plates. I think he pulled him over because he was black, but that's neither here nor there. It doesn't matter at this point in time. Lioia starts running away for some reason, gets in a fight with the cop. Cop is having a hard time with Lioia. Lioia grabs the taser. Cop says, "Let go of my taser." Next thing you know, cop pulls out his gun, shoots him in the back of the head. He's dead. Bro, who's with Lioia, videos the whole thing. We watch it all. People rant, rave. There's going to be a riot in the streets. It's been a month and a half. We're trying to find out when the hell this prosecutor, Chris Becker, is going to decide what's up. And now he's saying, I need more time.
From legal I need more time. The Kent County prosecutor said he's seeking advice from outside experts in the Patrick Lioia case. Chris Becker released a statement today saying he wants their guidance to come to a fully informed decision. News 8's Byron Tollefson is in studio with insight on the new details the prosecutor could be looking for. Byron?
Sue, the legal experts I spoke with understand why Becker is taking more...
Sue, the legal experts I spoke with...
...more time, saying there are...
Prosecutor could be looking for. Byron?
Sue, the legal experts I spoke with understand why Becker is taking more time, saying there are several layers to this case.
It's complicated. You know, it's again, you know, it's difficult because we see this act that's horrific, but then there's a legal standard that gets applied to it.
Sarissa Montague, a criminal defense attorney at Levine & Levine in Kalamazoo, says prosecutor Chris Becker is likely consulting.
Prosecutor Chris Becker.
My guess is that prosecutor Becker is looking to see if the force that was used in this case,
Sarissa Montague,
ultimately the deadly force that was used in this case, is reasonable force.
Montague says there are a couple of layers to this legal standard. She says a police officer can use reasonable force when making an arrest, and the suspect fights back.
What does reasonable force mean? And reasonable force from a legal perspective, at least in this circumstance, is the amount of force which an ordinarily prudent and intelligent person with the knowledge and in the situation of the arresting officer would have deemed necessary.
Experts say a key part of this case is the struggle over the taser. In the video showing the shooting, Officer Christopher Schur is heard yelling this.
Drop taser!
before shooting and killing Patrick Lioia.
The tasers are designed under most circumstances. You can fire them once or twice, but even after that, as long as there's a charged battery in the taser, the taser can be dry fired.
That's what Jason Schaefer said when we had him on.
Lewis Langham is a retired Michigan State Police Detective Lieutenant. He is now a professor at WMU Cooley Law School. He says if Lioia was holding the taser, the question is whether it was a threat to the officer. That's why Langham says Becker may want to consult the manufacturer of the taser.
The officer could be dry stunned with the taser and incapacitated long enough for if Patrick wanted to or decided to remove his firearm. Well, they probably need to know whether or not this particular taser, whether or not it was, how it's designed. Is it designed to allow that, which it probably is, to allow a dry stun?
From a prosecutor's perspective, it's not necessarily how the taser was working, but what did the officer think at that time in terms of whether or not it was a danger, a threat to him?
It's whether or not the officer felt, could possibly feel in great bodily harm or death had Patrick actually was able to push him off and stun him.
Legal experts say Becker will look at every aspect of the case before making a decision on charges.
I'm sure the prosecutor wants to make sure that they've done due diligence and looked at every angle they could before making a decision one way or another.
Langham agreed with Montague that Becker could look to get the perspective of use of force experts. Montague herself consulted with a use of force expert in the past when she was representing officers in a case.
DTE Energy is committed to keeping.
Okay. Wow. This. Whew. I think that. I don't know. I think that the amount of time that is taken here to come up with whatever it is they need to come up with is, I think that there, I think this might go down the road of no charges, you know? I don't know. I just have a feeling that where he's, I don't know why that is, but I have a sneaking suspicion that this might go away. And if that's the case, holy shit, I really, because people, all these loudmouth idiots that with the bullhorns are gonna, the city's gonna burn. I really feel that way, man. People are gonna, oh God, no matter what happens, they won't. And then shit, man, do not go downtown. Thank God this is not during hockey season. See, Boo 3304 is back after getting smacked on the nose. Who are you, by the way? I would love to know who people are. I know who some of you are. Why is it that I can see it's Kyle Ryan and I can see it's Chris K. Who the fuck is Boo 3304? He says, no, it's whether or not you're stupid and don't listen to cops. Adam says that's Joshy Poo. Josh Brown? Which are there? Is there more than one Josh? All right. Okay. We've got the reporter sounds like he's related to Mike Tyson. He suffers from a little thing called rock and roll pneumonia. All right. I see the Chibians show is in attendance. All right, I'll be with you momentarily. It is Josh Brown. Look at you and your mouthiness and your self-imposed isolation. The fuck was that?
I gotta leave because I'm confused with life.
Shut up. Get back in here and be funny. We're going to bring in Kyle from Dumpster Divers in a moment. Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for the Eric Zane Show podcast, 616-285-50. We just had an energy-packed, fun-filled, Tech Tuesday. Did you all see it? Oh, my God. We talk so much nerd shit, and I'm sitting there going, oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Blue Frost IT can help you and your business. If you're looking to upgrade the tech in your company, do not make the terrible mistake of just going and buying things. That's not going to work out for you. You're going to buy too much, too little. Whatever software you have has to work appropriately with your computer. You're asking too much of yourself. That's like asking me to paint a basement. Blue Frost IT, 616-200-8550. And online at bluefrostit.com. They are officially, by the way, a hands-in website. This is what I'm talking about. Bluefrostit.com. Yeah. Hands-in website. Stock footage. Hands-in. So many great examples of this. It's just one hand, two hands, Alan and Ashlyn. Anyway, reach out to them, Blue Frost IT, 616-200-8550. Comedy this weekend. Now through this weekend, fullhousecomedy.com. Go to the website, fullhousecomedy.com. Shows near you just about everywhere in West Michigan. Park Theater in Holland. You got Back Alley Comedy Club in Muskegon. Howard City, Rockford, Spectrum Lanes, Corner Bar in Rockford, Rockford Lanes, Billy's Lounge, Listening Room, everywhere, man. Full House Comedy, that's Big Dick Donnie Veltman, several venues under the Full House Comedy umbrella. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right. It is time for Let's Kill with Kyle from Dumpster Divers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello, Kyle. You there? Come in, Kyle. Oh, shit. Every time. What are you doing? I'll call him.
Hello, dude.
Hey,
hello?
Yeah, I clicked on it. It says it's connecting audio. It says Chibs, but I don't see you.
Yeah, I don't know. Here, let me, I don't know what the fuck's going on, dude. Let me click out of it, and I'll click back in, dude. Because
yeah,
I signed in super early, so I don't know, dude.
Yeah, start over. You know, get out of it, and then start over.
Boom, click. Let me click. Okay, wait a minute. Click this. Join from the browsy.
If just do it always the same way you do every time. Do it the way it works. Is there more than?
No, I did. I did. That's what I'm saying. It was just weird. All right, I'm joining her.
You are. Okay. Okay. All right. I think you're in.
Boom. Okay. Wait. Oh shit, now there's so many fucking, okay. Wait, hold on.
Can you hear me on this now?
Yes. Yes, I can.
Oh wait, shit.
I actually hung up the phone.
My bad, yeah. I didn't know you were off the phone. Okay. So, am I in? Are we good?
Yes, you are good. You are good.
Okay.
I think it's a little wonky, but people can kind of see you. It's always the same every time. It's always some fucked up scenario.
I know.
But there you are. Welcome in. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. Am I too loud right now, or is it on your side?
It's fine. I can always adjust it on my end.
Wait, maybe I don't know. Maybe I messed with one of these things. I'm turning the gain down. Does it feel better?
Dude, it's all good on my end. I don't really have an issue.
Okay.
So, Kyle, welcome back, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good, dude. I was reading a little bit of the hate coming in from a couple of the people, which is okay. That's fair.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I'm doing good, dude. How you doing?
What was some of the hate about?
Oh, about how this segment sucks because of me.
Oh no. Where was that? Where were people bitching at you?
Oh, just like a little bit up here. My guy, Kaboobie. And then the other dude that sounds like that a little bit, Boo.
Oh yeah. Here's the problem. These assholes, they're all trolls, every one of them. And they're horrible human beings, and you just have to ignore them. That's what
I'm chill. I'm chill.
Yeah. It's all, everybody's always got an opinion, you know, they come in here they come in here and they act like they own the joint. Josh,
well, baby.
Josh says it all started with the zipper merge.
Yeah, man, that zipper merge. That's a tricky subgy.
Yeah, it is a tricky subgy. I saw your help wanted ad. I saw you were posting looking for people, and I read it. It sounded, you actually wrote it like you had smoked a whole plant.
No, dude, here's the thing. Here's the thing about dumpster divers, dude, is we try to do everything our voice is the same all the time. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, we don't want to be like super cheesy over here and then like keep it real over here. So we just keep it real 100% of the time. So yeah, I just wrote that ad like I talked so that people would know when they're, if they wanted to come in for an interview, that they knew what they were getting into, dude.
How has it been so far?
Oh, good. I think it's possible that we found somebody already. So, you know.
I especially like all caps, must, and then it says, be cool, LOL.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, here's the thing. So, this type of industry is a lot like when me and Amelia used to work at Two Men in a Truck. And you meet like a lot of fucking weird people, you know, like your coworkers are like some fucking weirdos, dude. And now, okay, so I'm a weirdo, but like in an okay way, if you ask me. But like you meet like some people out there that you're like, how are you still alive, dude? How have you made it this far? You know? So yeah, I threw that in there because we didn't want any psychos, dude.
I'm with you. I mean, at that point in time, you wanna have a good time. You wanna have fun. You know?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep.
Okay, so I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was gonna say, by the way, I did ask Emilio about the not black Emilio thing. Yeah, he goes, yeah, just call me Emilio. The thing was I was asking him about it, and he didn't realize right off the bat that the dude was an Eric Zane show listener. So he was like, he just thought it was a regular dude asking him if he was black, and he was like,
How the fuck could he do that?
Yeah. So then yeah, it took him a little bit, and then he started realizing, and then yeah. So, but he was like, yeah, just it'd just be easier if people just call me Emilio. He goes, what they should do is if they're an Eric Zane show listener and they're gonna call in to order, just say that they listened to the Eric Zane show. He goes like, he's like, then I'll send you out and I'll go out on all of them, so then they can know it's me. You know what I mean?
Oh shit. Oh my god. Tell him sorry. Tell him it's just, we're just screwing.
No,
out.
he's cool. Yeah, everything's chill, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he got up, he, in fact, wouldn't be fitting the criteria of the person you're hiring. If he's not cool, because you said you got to be cool, and he's not being cool. He's being, you know, he's
got
kind of all fussy.
Keep it cool.
Hey, what are you like when you get mad? You've been very consistent. You don't really seem to get mad. What makes you angry?
So that's a nice little solid question, dude. So yeah, I am mostly like this all the time.
because I'm a dad now, like right around like 9 o'clock, 9:30, I start getting tired. So then I'm like more subdued, I guess you'd say. But yeah, so I don't get mad very much at people. So, you know, like I will blow off steam, you know, about people, like, you know, when we come, like me and Emilio come back here and,
right.
You know, like somebody was like a douche, like that some customers were like, you know, then we'll be like, man, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? And like, just right. kind of shoot the shit about it. But like anger, I don't really get angry at people. I get angry at like inanimate objects. You know what I mean? Like if I drop a fucking, like if I'm carrying something and I drop it, or like I turn around and knock something off the counter or whatever,
yeah.
then I get pissed at like that thing.
Right.
And then I'll, yeah. And then I get like pissed, and then I'll like hit the counter or something.
Okay.
But like, I don't get pissed at people. Cause like, I understand people, but like inanimate objects, I'll get pissed at. Cause I'm like, is this thing fucking with me?
Okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm the opposite. I get so GD pissed at people that I actually, if I'm pissed at them, they could be a person that I love, but for that moment, I want them to die. Like I actually would be happy at that point if they died. And then after I come out of it, out of the tailspin, then I feel better about it. And then I'm like, oh no, now I don't want them to die. But at that moment I want them to die.
Yeah. See, I'm different. I just, the people that like are with me, like in my little clan, like the people I love, I can't like, I just understand, you know what I mean? So I don't get mad at people. Like, cause I'm just like, everybody's different. Everyone's got their own opinion. Like everyone, like your brain's like a billion different, you know, things about it. So like everyone's different and I'm just like, no big deal, dude.
Right.
So I'm chill with people, but I'll hit a counter. Like you wouldn't believe it. I'll bring down the heat on a counter.
If I was in a room with some of these people that are in the audience right now, if I was actually in a room with them when they did the shit that I don't like, I would punch them so hard in the fucking throat. Oh my God. It would make me so happy. It would just be like awesome. I'm a spiteful little monkey is what I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, hey, that's, and I understand. So yeah, if you were mad at me in that way, I would not get mad at you.
Right.
Like, I would understand that.
Okay.
I'd be like, all right, Eric Zane's just fucking pissed. I'll give him some time.
what is going on that you've seen that you want to discuss on this topic?
So for check this out, Eric Zane. So the first thing I wrote down is, and this is just a little fucking, view into how my brain works. I wrote down Barton fucking Dieters. And let me tell you why I wrote down Barton fucking Dieters. Because last week you brought up Barton Dieters and then his fucking name got stuck in my head. So here's how my brain works, right? I mean, it does work like when songs get stuck in your head. Like my brain also does that. But like people's names will get stuck in my head. And the only way for me to get them out of their name out of my head is to fucking change their name a little bit. And then even that takes time. So after you started talking about Barton Dieters, I started calling him Bartone Diatre. And so that's been stuck in my fucking head for a whole week, dude. So I'm kind of pissed at you, Exan.
Well, I mean, the fact that you say Barton fucking Dieters, you realize he was a beloved man in the community who died from a mosquito. And here you are saying...
Well, no. So I'm not directing it at him. I know. Because I'm annoyed. It's just been stuck in my fucking head, dude. But so I dealt with it by changing it to Bartone Diatre. So we're good now. But I just wanted to let you know that you fucking did that to me for a whole week.
Okay, good. All right. Okay. Chris says he is beloved, and Kyle's making fun of his name.
No. He's got a badass name, dude. That's a fucking, if you're going to be on TV, that's a name for TV, dude. Like Kyle Tiller, like my name, like I can't be on TV with that name.
But really?
Barton Dieters, that's a sweet ass TV name, dude.
God rest his eternal soul. I loved Barton Dieters. It's too bad that you're insulting him.
No, I'm not. Okay, I'm fucked. I shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. This is almost as, I you seem to outdo yourself in the stupidity. You know, because last week it was, oh yeah, plants need oxygen to grow. And then now it's, oh yeah, Barton fucking Dieters. So this will be the highlight. Okay.
Yeah, dude. Just trying to be good.
All right. Moving on.
So I wanted to, okay. So let me tell you about this, Eric Zane. So here's how my fucking, since we spoke last, here's how my week's gone. So, Jameson got fucking croup. Have you heard of this?
I have. Yep.
Yeah, dude, he got fucking croup. You know, like the end all be all of baby coughs or whatever. So anyways, he thought he was going to die, I guess, like all fucking weekend. He was like, that's it, guys. Like, we had a good year and some change.
Checking out.
Nice little run ski. But I'm dying. So he was pissed the fuck off this weekend, right? Then, but we didn't know what it was because Blue brought him out to, on Friday, she brought him out to Tulip Time. And like all up in the fucking tulips or whatever, just hanging out, having a good time. And then we went over to my friend's house that night and we were outside having a fire. So he was outside all day. And then Saturday he woke up and was all fucked up. Right. So at first we're like, maybe little bastard's got some allergies. You know what I mean? He was outside interacting with those fucking photosynthesized plants. And so maybe that's what it is, right?
None of which grew from oxygen. They all grew from carbon dioxide.
Oh, man. But you can't have Tulip Time on the moon is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we fucking, so we thought it was like allergies for a little bit, but then he started, his cough started sounding terrible. So like, fuck, we got to get this guy to the fucking, the doctors, dude. And so we, of course, the doctors is like, you know, we're having logistical issues, so we can't get him in right away. So we had to wait. So I was pulling off like some dad shit. I whipped out and cleaned out the old humidifier and, you know, whipped out the old baby's Vicks vapor rub and shit.
Yep.
It was totally good. But we got him in there. And so they're like, oh, yeah, dude, it's totally croup. Good thing you got him in here. So they gave him like this steroid thing, which he was fucking pissed about. But then he got fucking Blue sick, right? So now Blue's sick and Jameson is a little bit sick and because he's coming out of it or whatever. And so the point, I guess the whole point of this whole conversation is I'm fine because I drink my fucking apple cider vinegar,
that's
baby.
That's exactly right. That's the next thing I was going to say. Yeah, how are you not sick? And croup is a killer. It's a terrible, it doesn't kill you, but I guess it could if one thing led to another, but you're fine. How the fuck do you do that?
Apple cider vinegar, baby. It's the only fucking way, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, man. But funny, the great guy Bagul said that because I started thinking about that as a topic of, do you get fucking allergies, Eric Zane? I don't know this about you.
No, I don't get allergies, and I actually rarely get sick.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, no, I, for like 20 plus years of my life, no allergies whatsoever. Then like when I was in my youngies, in my youngies 20s, I started getting like a little bit, like a little allergies, but it was like dependent on the year. Like, the reason I'm bringing up the gabagool is I think it depends on the tree come, if I get allergies or not. Like last year, fucking tons of allergies, dude. I was fucked. But like this year, tree comes pretty mild, dude.
Wow. Interesting. Well, I hope that the wife, you know, that she gets comes out of this croup. Isn't that the one where they cough like a seal? It sounds like the, like the.
Oh, yeah. The first like day or two, like he was just coughing like regular, but he had like a sore throat. So he was fucking pissed. But yeah, then it got way worse, dude. It sounded like, yeah, he had like his pharyngeal tract or whatever you call that fucking thing.
Oh, nice. Nice one.
Like just covered. It was just covered in shit, dude. He was passed out. Oh,
God. All right. What else you got for me?
Tulip Time brought up a fucking way back in the day. So these are hit or miss, but I'm going to tell you one of the old stand-up jokes I used to fucking do.
Okay. And for those who don't know, sorry, Tulip Time, if you're going to talk about that, is a huge thing over here where in Holland, Michigan, you know, all these Dutch people grow tulips and then people walk in the street with wooden shoes and act like assholes.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But anyways, Blue reminded me of this joke because Thursday or Friday, she wanted to go out to Tulip Time, and she wanted to go as a family on Saturday. She was like, she's like, you want to go to Tulip Time? And so I was like, fuck no, I don't want to go to Tulip Time. But anyways, that reminded me of the joke. So the joke, and I'm not going to tell it very great, but the joke was essentially like, here's a tip for the ladies out there, you know, and this is West Michigan centric. So if there's other Tulip Times across the nation,
right,
then there too. But I was like,
there are
like, I'm like women, like if you want a dude to go to Tulip Time, you should fucking kind of check how you're going to ask him. You should not ask a dude, do you want to go to Tulip Time? Because no, I don't want to go to Tulip Time. Do I want to get fucked in the ass with a razor dildo? No, I don't, dude. You should ask, will you go to Tulip Time? Because yeah, I will go to Tulip Time if we could possibly get, you know, bone later. Because, you know, and I, you know, I would. And then essentially the joke is like, I would get fucked in the ass with a razor if you were boning it. You know what I mean? So anyways, I wanted to bring that up because I haven't thought about that in like 10 years. And so
there's that. Have you ever said that joke at Tulip Time?
Oh, no, dude. I only got paid for comedy one time. And that was like, it was a Christmas party for a company. Pretty fucking crazy. But yeah, fucking other times, no, I was not like successful enough to like be invited to do that at Tulip Time.
Okay.
No way.
that would have been a great joke at Tulip Time. Okay.
Sure.
Kenny writes, Tulip Time, walking around looking at flowers. Yeah, dudes never want to do that. And that's correct, is it not?
That's how I feel about it.
Well, yeah, I know. But you see, when you're an old idiot like me, you don't really have a life. That seems like Disney World.
Tulip Time. No way, dude. You would never see me willingly go to Tulip Time. I need conditions to be met if I'm going to go out to the old two times.
Yep. All right. Well, I'm about out of time here. I appreciate you being here. The Chibians podcast. How's that going?
Yeah. So I was actually going to do another episode last weekend, but then Jameson was off, so I didn't. I'll do one hopefully this weekend. I'll get another one going, and then we'll start fucking, you know, rocking and rolling.
Okay.
But it's I got a lot of fucking topics, so this is going to be a better show.
All right. Well, I tell you what, people of course got to reach out to you, dumpsterdiversllc.com. Rent a dumpster if you're in West Michigan. And yeah,
dumpster, baby.
Yes, get a damn dumpster, and just call him Emilio.
Hell yeah,
just call him Emilio. All right, you're the best, Kyle. I appreciate you.
I'll catch you guys later.
Right, see you, buddy. There you go, Kyle from Dumpster Divers, right there. Okay, appreciate you, man. Got to pee. That's right. I gotta pee. I'll be right back. Hey! Sarah says maybe Eric is. Oh, why the fuck is this so fucking loud? Check, check. Check. Hello. Check, check. Hello. This is Ron. I don't know what the fuck just happened here. Hang on. Today's one of those days. I see the problem. One of those days. Check, check. All right. That's better. Now we can't hear shit. You too? Yes, you can. You can hear fine. Shut up. Sarah says maybe he's calling Joey WrestleMania and telling him don't talk shit about Kyle. You're absolutely right. I banned that fucker. I actually banned him. Nothing gets me more pissed off than when someone comes in here and says something like, what's the point of all this? Yeah, fuck off. Fuck right off. You fucking WrestleManiac fuck. Nothing pisses me off worse than that. What? Move on. New topic. I don't like this. Fuck off. Dude, I ban you from the live stream. You can't just march in there and start talking shit about what we're doing. This is my job. What the fuck? Do I do that to you?
It was a joke, LOL, sarcasm.
Yeah, sure it was. That's what I'd say too, fuckhead.
There were people saying a lot worse, like poking fun of how the guy talks.
God, does that annoy me. Shut the fuck up. Jesus Christ. This is why I go through spells where I'm like, I need to just stop including. I need to just. When the comments are there, I look at them, but I tell myself I shouldn't. Because sometimes it's good. But a lot of the times it's not. Should I just wipe them out so that you? I don't even think I can. I don't think that. Let's see, chat settings. It would make everybody would rebel on that. There would be so much upset. There would be so many upset people if I was. What do you call it? Able to do that, but I can't. Man, it bugs the shit out of me. Fuck, does that piss me off? Congratulations, you pissed me off. I wasn't in a bad mood. I'm actually in a bad mood now. You fucking asshole. All right. The Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Thank you so much for being part of the show. Because Kyle's a fucking sponsor, too, for God's sake. Jesus, shut up. So fucking annoying. Say whatever you want about me. I don't give a shit. Mario Flores, Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. Great team over there. If you want to get a mortgage, it can help you out. Yes, the interest rates are going up. You can still get a mortgage. 231-332-6505. Anywhere in the U.S. with the exception of Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, and South Carolina. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. You need an AC tune-up. Call upon A&E Heating and Cooling, aeheatingcooling.net. Who just sent me a message about this? Something just popped into my brain.
Adam writes, nice swipe at Jacobson's on podcast 826. Laugh my ass off in the car. Also, you couldn't have been more right about Hillsdale. We hunt down there. I live in Holland. On our friend's dairy farm, the concentration of anti-vax, pro-Trump rednecks is highest in the country. Adam adds, keep up the good work, Zane. Love you since day one back in the Freebird Hot Wings days. We go way back. Haven't listened to them since the day you exited the show. Well, that's interesting. I appreciate that. I'm looking at your picture on Twitter of you and your lovely better half. She is an absolute doll. Boy, man, you outkicked the coverage on that one. That's always a great compliment for someone, saying that they outkicked the coverage. Like Brad there in Allendale. Brad outkicked the coverage when it comes to Sarah, Rook Rock Roosh. You can say that about anybody. It's a great compliment, man. You really outkicked the coverage. Now, for people who don't know sports, they'll be like, what? What the fuck? All right. I'm having an internal meltdown right now. Where was I? A&E Heating and Cooling. Also, Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. Irvines.com, E-R-Vines, E-R-V-I-N-E-S, Irvines.com. Great place to get your vehicle repaired in West Michigan. Servicing all makes and models, with the exception of Volkswagen. So, if you're in West Michigan or the surrounding areas, trust me on this. Take your car to Irvine's for any type of scheduled maintenance. If something terrible happens that you need taken care of, or whatever it is. Simple as an oil change, wheel alignment. And they are the experts on hybrid and EV vehicles. All the dealerships call upon Irvine's because their expertise only goes so far. Irvine's, their techs have more skills. They've completed more training to be able to pull that off. Irvine, 616-532-6600, E-R-V-I-N-E-S, Irvines.com. The mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. One of the stories that has come out of this, and by the way, there's been a lot of talk about what's causing this. And there was the one reporter on CNN who he started to cry. And he said, Republicans will tell you it's mental health and Democrats will tell you it's guns. And then we'll forget about this. And I'll be covering another one of these. And I'm speaking like I'm crying. And I know it sounds like I'm insulting him, but I'm not. And I really, really am getting behind my own. I said to my son, I go, what would you do if I ran for president and under the platform, one of the things I wanted to do was enact the Eric Zane, the Eric Zane mass shooting act, that if you commit a mass shooting, you are shot dead in the head when it happens, right in the parking lot. And that would, you know, it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, if they know that there's a good shot that they would get shot in the head, I would love to try that. I would say this is a 5-year plan. If there's ever a mass shooting again, you will be killed. And your family will go to prison because they didn't do anything to intervene. It would no trial, just lock them up. What they might have. We didn't know. Yes, you did. You absolutely knew. The fucking parents of this maniac, the 18-year-old in Buffalo, don't give me your bullshit. You didn't see it coming. You knew when he was 5 years old that this kid was fucking crazy. You had to have. Jesus. That's what we need to do. There was a 911 operator who is in a shit ton of trouble. Because one of the people inside of the store, Tops Market in Buffalo, the killer's like right next to her. She's like, 911, yes, there's a killer here. And then the 911 operator starts yelling at the chick in the store through the phone, and then hangs up on her.
Story you first heard about on Channel 2 on Saturday night. As details were coming out during the mass shooting, a Tops worker told us live on the air that she called 911 only to be hung up on.
Tonight, Channel 2's Claudine Ewing is speaking with that woman on camera for the first time, and Claudine learned county leaders are taking action against the 911 operator.
I've had an opinion about 911 operators that when I said it on the radio, everybody would give me shit about it. There have been examples of 911 operators. They always seem like they're short-tempered or in some way almost judgmental or a little lectury. That's the impression I've gotten from audio that I've heard in the past from 911 operators, not the ones who, when I call and say, yeah, I'm speeding, you need to let me go fast. And they say, sir, certainly. Not those. I apologize with the audio today. There seems to be some gremlins in the system. I blame Joey Williamson. I got to keep my eye on this because I don't want it to fry your brain. Fuck. All right. Go back to this.
Live on the line with us. Leticia, if you're there, thank you for joining.
For the first time, and Claudine learned county leaders are taking action against the 911 operator.
Live on the line with us. Leticia, if you're there, thank you for joining us.
She explained calling 911 after hearing what turned out to be gunshots inside the store. This is Leticia Rogers now telling her story on camera.
I called 911, I go through the whole operator and everything. The dispatcher comes on and I'm whispering to her and I said, Miss, please send help, 1275 Jefferson. There's a shooter in the store. She proceeded in the very nasty tone and says, I can't hear you. Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper. They can't hear you.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
So I continued to whisper and I said, ma'am, he's still in the store. He's still shooting. I'm scared for my life. Please send help. Out of nervousness, my phone fell out my hand. She said something I couldn't make out and then the phone hung up.
And she's on the floor.
And you can just hear him walking through the store. Like, it sounded like he was, like, crunching on, like, walking on glass. And I'm pressed down behind the counter, and I'm just praying to God that he would not look in that window and see me laying on that ground.
Back to that 911 call.
I really can't believe that somebody just really, from 911, just hung up in my face, and nobody never called back.
It turns out top county officials heard about it and immediately took action against the 911 operator, who has been on the job for 8 years.
On Monday, the individual was put on administrative leave pending a hearing, which will be held on May 30th.
And the county is not done with that operator.
I want to hear that audio.
In which our intention is to terminate the 911 call taker.
Okay.
Who acted totally inappropriately, not following protocol.
Knowing that the county heard our story and took action.
She was not understanding at all and just, like, she was, didn't care and left me for dead. And I just thank God that I'm here because I could have died.
She is very fortunate. This is her second time with a tie to a mass shooting in Buffalo. Over a decade ago, she was at the City Grill mass shooting. Her brother was killed.
As for the 911 tip,
the county executive told me today he will look into releasing that transcript. Claudine Ewing, Channel 2 News.
Holy shit. Asshole 911 operator. My God. Boy, we are just having, I'm having all sorts of technical shit happen today, and I'm way disappointed. I'm having to, like, power through today. This is really bugging the shit out of me. It's distracting, making this a very difficult job. Yeah, I'm going to leave it right there, folks. I'm struggling. I apologize. I blame Joey. Okay, I got to end this. Till next time, folks. Thank you.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.